in the limelight.
As the war in Yemen continues, the Saudi regime more and more finds itself bogged down in the quagmire that is the creation of its own. Journalist Yusuf Ziaullah has dealt with the issue in his article titled "Yemen War Reaches Riyadh." Stay tuned for more. The Saudi rulers must be getting a creepy feeling that the war they launched in Yemen more than 4 years ago is beginning to hit them much closer to home. On August 26th, Yemeni drones attacked military targets in the Saudi capital Riyadh, causing great panic. Yemen's resistance army and its allied fighters from popular committees launched a squadron of domestically manufactured combat drones to strike an important military target in Riyadh. The drones targeted hangars of Saudi warplanes and Apache attack helicopters, as well as other military sites at the airport, according to reports by the Arabic language Al Masira television network. Brigadier General Yahya Sari, spokesman for the Yemeni armed forces, said that the drones struck their designated targets with great precision. He emphasized that the strikes were in response to continued Saudi-led alliances, crimes and aggression against Yemen and its ongoing blockade of the poorest country in the Arab world. There was no immediate response from the Saudi criminals about these latest strikes, perhaps greatly embarrassed that they are now being struck in the very heart of the kingdom. The pleasure-loving Saudis must be terrified. The Saudi-led war has caused nearly 100,000 civilian deaths, a million children suffering from cholera, and starvation of nearly the entire Yemeni population of 24 million. Virtually the entire infrastructure of Yemen has also been destroyed. These constitute crimes against humanity. Despite such horrendous suffering inflicted on them, the Yemeni resistance has not given up. Instead, it has intensified its efforts and is fighting back with courage and determination. Reflecting the new tempo in resistance to Saudi-led aggression, only a day earlier, that is August 25th, Yemeni resistance forces and their allies had launched a barrage of Badr-1 short-range missiles at strategic sites inside Jizan Regional Airport, aka King Abdul bin Abdul Aziz, aka King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz Airport. This airport has been targeted a number of times already, causing great panic among the ill-motivated and incompetent Saudi forces. They would rather be drinking qahwa or tea prepared for them by their Indian or Pakistani servants. Saudi terrorist soldiers find themselves in a bind. While their bone-lazy compatriots enjoy themselves in air-conditioned malls in Riyadh and Jeddah or attend concerts at which Western singers perform, they are stuck in an unwinnable war that Mohammed bin Salman launched 4 years ago. It was supposed to make him a hero. The war was launched on the assumption that it would be over in a matter of weeks and bin Salman would be hailed as a hero. Instead, the Yemenis have proved tough fighters and ground bin Salman's grandiose ambitions into the dust. The August 25th retaliatory strikes were launched shortly after Yemen's resistance forces mounted an offensive against the positions of Saudi forces and Saudi-sponsored militiamen loyal to Yemen's former president Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi in the kingdom's southwestern region of Najran. Sari said Yemeni and allied resistance fighters launched a newly developed Nakal missile at the strongholds of Saudi terrorist troops and their mercenaries in Al-Sadis area of the region, leaving dozens of them dead or injured, Al-Masira television reported. Targets in Al-Asir province have also come under attack from Yemeni resistance forces. A recently obtained photograph of a Hamad 3 drone, which is domestically manufactured by the Yemeni resistance, having a range of some 1,500 kilometers, it was successfully deployed against military installations in Dubai and Saudi Aramco infrastructure in the eastern part of Arabia, forcing a hurried withdrawal of all official UAE forces in the Yemeni theater of war. Specifically designed to hit a pre-programmed target and not radio-controlled like a cruise missile, this drone is nearly invisible to sophisticated radar tracking systems, giving the resistance a strategic advantage in prosecuting the war to the heartland of the aggressors. There are unmistakable signs that Saudi-backed militias in Yemen see the writing on the wall and realize the war is lost. This is reflected in the defections that are taking place from their ranks. On August 23rd, it was reported that Lieutenant Colonel Maqbul Ali Ghanim Qahtan, commander of artillery in the 156th Brigade in Jauf province, had joined the Yemeni armed forces. His soldiers joined him and they all surrendered their weapons to Ansarullah fighters, pledging to join the resistance to defend Yemen from the invaders. Not long ago, 2,000 mercenaries from the pro-Hadi forces had fled, abandoning their posts, according to Brigadier General Sari. When defections in the ranks of fighters begin, they have a demoralizing effect on other soldiers. This is what is happening to Saudi-backed militias that have also started to fight among themselves. In the southern port city of Aden, that has been under the control of Saudi-led terrorist forces, fighting erupted between pro-UAE and pro-Hadi forces. While the UAE has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from Yemen, realizing the futility of the war and knowing full well it cannot be won, they have continued to support a breakaway faction calling itself the Southern Transitional Council, STC. Headquartered in the Atiq district of southern Shabwa province, pro-Hadi militants were reported to have taken control of the UAE-sponsored STC, according to a report by Al Jazeera TV network last month. The STC struck back soon thereafter. On August 20th, STC militias seized two military camps near Zinjibar, capital of Yemen's southern province of Abyan. Militants loyal to Yemen's fugitive ex-president Hadi controlled the two camps before they were overrun by the STC. Mohammed Salim, a commander of the pro-Hadi forces in Abyan, was killed during clashes with the STC, according to reports from the area. Saudi and UAE regimes are supposedly allies in the war on Yemen, but militias loyal to them regularly get into fights reflecting disarray in their ranks. The STC appears determined to break away from the rest of Yemen, recreating the Southern Yemen Republic as it was before the two parts merged in 1990. It was this fear of breakup that prompted the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffith, to warn the Security Council on August 20th that war-ravaged Yemen faced the threat of breaking apart. He said that unless an agreement ending the persisting conflict was found immediately, quote, the fragmentation of Yemen is becoming a stronger and more pressing threat. The stakes are becoming too high for the future of Yemen, the Yemeni people, and the wider region. Yemen cannot wait, unquote. The desperate militias in Yemen are essentially mercenaries paid for by Saudi or the UAE regimes. Until the latter's forces were present in Yemen, their southern puppets were kept in check through large handouts. They were corralled into fighting the Yemeni resistance forces. With the bulk of UAE forces withdrawn from Yemen, the various militias have turned their guns on each other. Far from installing the fugitive ex-president Hadi back in power, the Saudi-led criminal coalition has brought Yemen to the brink of disintegration. Its repercussions will be felt in Arabia as well. The Ansarullah fighters have vowed that they intend to reclaim the southern part of Arabia that was illegally occupied by Saudi forces in 1934. The provinces of Jazan and Al-Asir are Yemeni territory that they want back. The way the war is progressing, that cannot be ruled out. That may also put paid to the oppressive rule of Al Saud. They have caused havoc not only in the kingdom, but also in the rest of the Muslim world and even beyond.